Penguin Audio presents Lessons in Becoming Myself, written and read by me, Ellen Burstyn. Invocation. I can remember where I was, but not how I came to be there. It was a large, undeveloped field on the corner of a busy thoroughfare. I must have been 10 or 11, maybe 12 at the most. It was a field I passed on the way to the A&P. I had no groceries with me, so perhaps I stopped on the way to the store. What I remember is lying on my side in the tall weeds, cars and trucks going by, but me hidden from view, my head on my left upper arm staring at nothing really, and then my eyes wandering down to the earth only inches from my nose. There, to my surprise, was a teeming, busy other world. An ant labored under the weight of a dried orange peel 10 times its size. A larger ant climbed a stalk of wild grass. A fly was devouring a tiny mass of putrefied something. The whole area was alive with activity, purpose, industry. These creatures were consumed with the concerns of their lives. None of them seemed to be aware of me, although I was probably mashing to death whole neighboring villages with my body at that very moment. And suddenly, I felt like God. This must be how God regards us occasionally, just as fascinated by our determined comings and goings, and then just as indifferent as I would soon be to these creatures. Had that ant prayed to me to help him with his orange peel?